1, 2, 3.
Back to normal and back to reality. My name is Werner Puchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. So when I say back to normal, I refer to a little man being dragged out of his home to the kindergarten, kicking and screaming. And I'm happy to report that the energy behind those kicks and screams are back to 100%, thus showing that he has made 100% of a recovery from his illness the last week. So very happy about that, and hopefully he'll be settling back into his routine. And as much as that is a routine to have in Warsaw. So what's new on my radar? So something that I'm thinking about these days is, and fundamentally it's also because I've been approached by some folks to help them with this, is to help and try acquire some skills around coaching and mentorship. Now, I'm sure you can't believe this. This dude trying to mentor someone, that might be quite dangerous. But in fact, I actually got approached by a few folks because of my background to look into some training and mentorship elements. And it's actually from two different clients, two different entities who approached me. And I feel quite humbled by this, but then also very excited, because if there's any way that I can share some of my screw-ups with other people and help them not make the same, and help potentially through my experience, I would love to do that. That's something that I'm really excited about. However, I don't know much about this, so luckily these people are going to give me some tips and training, and I'll share those here, because I think to be a coach is interesting, but it's not as easy as it sounds. Now, I have learned something from the whole topic of coaching, and I thought I would share this here, and I want you to try this. This is a funky little trick. So one of the things that you should do, and I've tested this, this works, when you want to help someone, is really like sit down and be the person who speaks the least. Because sometimes you think, hey, coaching is like Vanna doing right now, like blabbing in your ear. The whole idea of coaching is actually to help find someone and coaching them towards finding the answer of their problem themselves. Now, one of the ways that you do that is by starting off, and I actually read this in a book and I tested this in my corporate job, worked brilliantly, is to sit down and ask the person, so person, what is on your mind? And then let that person start exploring the topic of what they're there to discuss. The second little side tip, and this actually comes from a negotiation book I read a while back, and it made 100% sense, is that if someone says to you, you're right, after you've given a sermon, you need to accept that that person is not going to do what you just advised them to do. So when they say, you're right, they're not going to do it. And if they say, that's right, it means that they've bought into the idea that you've shared. They share in that idea. They share ownership in an idea. So test it. I did this. I actually just tested this at my previous guises and where I was working. And I noticed that, first of all, when I tried to help people, I spoke way too much. I spoke more than the poor person getting coached. And then the other thing is, of course, they appreciated the wisdom that I was lying down. But Vanner, you're right. And they usually did exactly the opposite that I recommended them do. And since then, I've really tried to coach someone towards going, that's right. So after listening to what I've just said, what did you think? Did you think, Vanna's right? Or, never thought of it. That's right. Thanks for listening.